Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the NYBS Radio Show, home of the New York Bigfoot Society.
What up, Nation? This is Gary Hootenhala here for Season 2 debut of the NYBS Radio Show, right here from the great state of New York. We're super stoked to be back. Like you said, we all asked if you guys wanted us to come back, and we had an overwhelming, please come back, and let's talk Bigfoot. So, you know, here we are, and we're super excited. And I got a special guest with me and my new co-host coming into Season 2, Kenny. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, Gary.
Kenny, you there?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. What's going on? Awesome. So
enjoying this Friday Eve.
Yeah, right? Here we go. And the weather is beautiful outside. Ice storm this morning. Adirondacks are getting up to about a foot of snow coming in this weekend. It's, you know, winter's decided to come a little bit, you know, late this year.
Yeah. January just seemed like, I don't know, I feel like we should be in April right now. January was such a long month.
Yeah, it was, and it was super warm. You know, I went out hiking a couple times, and, you know, and even in the woods, there's just, if you go down in the Capitol area, there's really no snow. It's all ice. Adirondacks, snowshoes required, but down south a little bit, it's been so warm, it hasn't really been much snow. So, you know, you can just, you know, walk along and spike, so, which is really nice. So, a little bit, okay, so. For all the new people out there, you know, we're going to kind of introduce ourselves. For all the old guests, you can kind of, you know, remember who we are and what we do. My name is Gary, and I'm the founder of the New York Bigfoot Society. I've been a Bigfooter for 10 years, paranormal researcher for 24. A little bit about myself. All my college is in science. I'm animal behaviors. I went to vet tech school, things like that. I'm also a mountaineer, do mountaineering, ice climbing, rock climbing, avid hiker. I'm always out in the woods. I'm an outdoorsman. So that's a little bit about myself. And what about you, Kenny? What's up with your life?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, I pretty much run a business. And then after I get out, I'm a writer, so I do a lot of writing. I just signed with a new publisher back in December, and I came on with the NYBS, I believe it was back in March of 2019, March or April, and I've just a lifetime of loving monsters just growing up on Godzilla and King Kong, and that just kind of brought me into where I am today, and you know, and just with folklore and legends, and it's just, for me, it's just really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, monsters are such an interesting subject, all monsters, you know, from Bigfoot to, you know, Dogman to Loch Ness Monster to, you know, Wendigos. I mean, the monster list goes on and on, and it's just such an interesting subject matter.
It is. It really is. It's a lot of fun, and there's so much that goes to each one, and there's so much lore behind it that, I mean, a lot of these creatures or monsters, what have you, I mean, they go back hundreds of years, you know, different sightings and different stories, and I mean, you can literally, like, spend months and months just researching one, going back, you know, looking at different sightings and you know, the Native Americans, what they first came across to, and you know, how they kind of lived side by side with them. So it's, again, it's such an interesting subject that it's just, again, it's just for me, it's just always been a lot of fun for me, and coming on with the NYBS is you know, just kind of taking it to, you know, to a different level for me.
Yeah, you know, and this, you can say the folklore, the Native American stories, I've always gone by most of the Native American stories. A lot of the research I do is all the Native stuff. I mean, they live side by side with these things called Sasquatch, Bigfoot, whatever you like to call it. I call them Sasquatch. But in the same sense, you know, the stories of, you know, them interacting with them on, you know, a daily basis almost, you know, there's something to it, you know. And then, you know, the hundreds and hundreds of witnesses that come and speak to us and talk to us, and, you know, I want to tell my story, I'm scared to tell my story. There's something there to this mystery, up of our own recent, you know, our own discoveries and our own interactions with these possible creatures of the woods, you know, which we're going to talk about tonight. So, I mean, it's just amazing to think that there is something this large, this spooky, if you want to say, lingering in the woods of New York.
Yeah, there's definitely something going on in the woods of New York. I personally haven't been lucky enough to actually see any of these creatures, but you know, some of the experiences I've had being out in the woods that I just can't explain. It definitely there's a lot there, and again, to think that there's something out in the woods that could be literally right behind me is scary, but yet exciting at the same time.
That's super awesome. So, all right, Footer Nation. So what we're going to do is, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what we did last year coming into this year. Some of our experiences, we had a busy year last year. If you listened to the show last year, you know, we had so many different people come on. You heard about all of our adventures out into the wilderness of the lower Adirondacks, the high peaks of the Adirondacks, also the Catskills, the county. We've been very busy throughout the year. Actually, we're already starting to get ready for 2020 season, and we already have some things in the works, so we're super stoked about that. So, but we want to kind of, you know, bring everybody up to speed. You know, what did we find last year? What were our new findings? And, you know, from different types of tracks that we found in the lower Adirondack regions and different spots, you know, throughout the year, one thing that was interesting to me is, you know, as an avid snowshoer, you know, I was out in the woods a lot more in the winter last year. And, you know, being in the lower Adirondacks, I was just out hiking. I was trying to finish up, you know, one of these hiking challenges, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go out and get it done and have fun with it. And also I'm training to be a 46er, things like that. So, you know, I'm out there snowshoeing, sure enough, like not even paying attention to Bigfoot, anything in the woods. And sure enough, I come across two ginormous tracks, and I'm staring at them. I'm like, this can't be. And as I'm looking at them, you can see every individual toe print in these tracks, which we have those up on our Facebook page. If you go there, they're in our pictures. And, I mean, it was amazing. That was a first time that in our, you know, area of research have I found Bigfoot activity in the winter. Most of the times I haven't found any Bigfoot activity in the winter. Nothing to say that they're even in those areas. This track was found in the lower lands. I mean, one of the theories that I have is that, you know, the Sasquatches would be in the lower lands and would be in the pines. The pines do not receive as much snow as the higher elevations. You could track it through there. I mean, that's where most of the animals hang out in the winter, pines. Sure enough, these tracks that were found were in a pine area. So that was really cool find, and that basically was like, a huge find for us, because that was the first time we found something in the winter. Not even a month after that, I was in a different area of the Adirondacks, the lower Adirondacks, doing the same thing, just kind of exploring, doing some bushwhacking, working on my map and compass skills. And sure enough, I came across more tracks that I wasn't looking for. And these tracks were 16 by 5, nice pushed down in the snow. But there was also, it was like springy type snow slush. You could see all the leaf litter was pushed right down. And I actually got two tracks, and with a very large stride that went, it actually stepped up onto a log, over half the track was on top of the log, half you can see its toes digging on the other side. So this, once again, is another find that was unexpected, out just hanging out in the woods. And it added to our database, saying, all right, well, in this time of year, I kind of thought maybe they migrated away. So they actually moved away from this area. And they kind of proved me wrong. So I was like, all right, so that just adds to the database. Like, all right, well, for whatever reason, at this time of year, they're still here. This is awesome. And, it's not that far away from our main research areas. So there is something to this a little bit more. Then it warmed up. During the summertime, we started getting out in the woods. Basically when we're out in the woods, it's like myself, I'm a hiker. We're there competing with the hikers. We get into the woods, we get down into the woods, we go bushwhack, deep into the woods, which is always nice to get away from everybody. We are doing one, basically we sent a team of people out. And Kenny, tell us about your encounter.
Yeah. So, Gary was back pretty much, I believe Luke was with us back at a camp, and Leanne and I were out just exploring, going around, and we could hear something in between us and where camp was moving around. Very well could have been a deer. By no means am I saying it was any type of Sasquatch. It very well could be a deer, could be any type of animal. But we could definitely hear it moving around, and it didn't necessarily sound like it was going away from us. It just more sounded like it was just kind of staying there. And as we moved, it moved, which was kind of peculiar. We've got the two-way radios, and, Gary, had reached out to us and said, hey, I'm going to try a wood knock. So we were quiet. We let that happen. And I don't know, maybe 45 minutes later, 45 seconds later, we ended up hearing, like a knock return. Again, I'm not saying by any means that, hey, this was definitely a Bigfoot encounter. All I'm saying is that this is what we experienced, and there's something going on. There's definitely something going on in the woods. It was just – we have it on record – we have it recorded, so it was very much it's very shocking when you hear it back, because there's nobody else out there with you. And I know what it sounds like when, like, a tree, in the wind just kind of creaks and cracks. Sometimes that can actually sound like a knock, but this was dead as summer. There was no wind, nothing. So it was very very intriguing, very exciting at the same time.
Yeah, and the tree knocks are such an interesting thing, and the cool thing about this specific tree knock, what we were doing, one thing that we stopped doing is we don't carry wooden sticks in the woods and start smacking trees. It's just not feasible for what we do. So what we've started doing, and our theory is based on more this route, is we find rocks. We find nice rocks and we throw them against trees. Every time you throw rocks against trees, we're starting to get that same type of sound as a tree knock that we get back. So I was around camp trying to find a bunch of rocks, which is in the woods. It's kind of easy. And then we just started throwing it at trees, and sure enough, we got that knock response back. One thing that we did notice in this past season is when we use rocks against trees, we got more responses back. All right? I mean, for shits and giggles, in the woods, pick up a stick and start smacking trees and see what happens. 9 times out of 10, the branch breaks in your hand, okay? It's all rotten wood. I mean, that's just kind of what happens. And then you have to find the right tree that has the right diameter. So we started using the method of throwing rocks at trees, and I can say that this season we had a lot more responses come back to us.
It was very – with the rock also, it's you get a consistent sound. With sticks, depending on – you know, how old it is, if it's rotten, how thick it is, you get different sounds. With the rock, no matter what tree you're hitting it with, it was a consistent sound across the board. So that was definitely interesting when we started doing that.
Yeah, and you know, and the cool thing, like you say, we got responses. That's what we wanted. We initiated a response, and we got a response. But like Kenny says, we never say it's Bigfoot. We don't say that. You know what I mean? Yes, we might be in these areas where we're finding huge tracks, where we're getting activity. We have in the woods walking around us. We have tree knocks happening. We may get some weird smells. We may get the fright and flight of our body start reacting somehow and get nervous. We've had that. We may hit with infrasound possibly, which we've talked about in the past. You know, there's all these different things that may happen during what we experience. But you do. You very rarely. We don't say it's a big because we're not staring at them. We're not looking at them. You know. So.
Yeah, we're. You know, one of the reasons I joined the NYBS is because, you know, I'm a very skeptic person when it comes to pretty much anything, and you know, talking with Gary, you know, Gary was about, you know, hey, you know, let's only talk about the stuff that, you know, is really right in front of our faces, stuff that we can say, hey, this really happened or this could really be. So that was a big drive for me, you know, in joining the NYBS, because again, I mean, I'm not sold on everything. I would not say that I don't believe in Bigfoot. I will say that there's certain aspects and certain things that I see that I don't necessarily believe in. Maybe certain pictures, you know, with, you know, something, you know, a picture of the forest, a real nice picture of the forest with a red circle there. I don't see anything there. And, I've got to have some type of proof. And that's not saying that the person, you know, that took that picture isn't seeing something in that. I'm just saying that I'm not. And, you know, Gary and I and Luke and Leanne, we go through, you know, anything. You know, we'll look at it and we won't just post it and say, hey, this is what this is. If there isn't anything to back it up, we don't even talk about it. We'd go, nope, this is out. So that was a big thing for me.
Yeah, but it becomes real when there's a red circle. Come on, man. You need red circles, arrows. You need sparkly dots.
Yeah, I mean, there could be something there. Hey, you know, but you know, my big thing is, you know, if there's an 8 foot tall, you know, 700 pound animal in a picture, I mean, I don't normally need a red circle to see it, but
exactly.
So again, you know, anything that we post or we put out, you won't have to hunt looking at the picture to see what it is, or if we put a recording out, you'll know right then and there what we're putting out, because there's a lot of stuff that we record. There's different things that we come across that we just don't put out because there's just not enough there to put it there. And again, that doesn't have anything to do with a belief in Bigfoot or being skeptics or anything like that. Just we want to make sure if we're putting anything out, that we're putting out the best possible evidence that we can put out.
Exactly, exactly. And that's what it's all about. You know, that's how we're going to further the field. Not putting out crap, only putting out what is there. You know, and that's what we're going to do and what we capture. And going into that, here's what a tree knock kind of sounds like. We're going to play an audio clip, and then you can kind of see what we're actually listening for.
No, on recorder, there's another knock.
All right, and then when we ISO that knock, this is what they sound like.
Again. Again.
You can hear that hollow sound. It's like a quick pop. And what we find is that when we use rocks, that's when we get those sounds. So that's what we've started doing. Not so much wood, rock. So as other researchers out there, if that's what, you know, this is a new thing that we're starting to do, it may work for you as well. Because, I mean, we're getting the responses, and that's all that really matters at the end of the day.
Yeah,
all
strange,
right.
Strange enough.
Yeah,
yeah,
strange enough.
Getting responses back.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. So, like, that was kind of like a quick overview of what we did last year, saying we did catch some things, and it was a good season. Coming into this season, you know, I can't say, like, oh, we're going to catch more stuff, because it just doesn't happen that way. They're always like, yo, Gary, how come you guys come out of the woods, you don't get nothing, and you're in there so long? It doesn't work that way. When I see people getting stuff every single time they come out of the woods, you know, they're like, oh, well, this tree bend and this, that. Listen, if there's a tree bend there, it possibly could be something, but then where are the tracks near that tree bend? If something's bending a tree over, that means they're stepping all over that area. They have to do work. Same thing with all these teepee structures in the woods. You see these nice teepee structures everybody posts, but yet, where are all the tracks? Why isn't there tracks around them? So, you know, once again, we only put out what we experienced, and, you know, maybe you all had a similar experience in us and our witnesses. Like I say, we have a lot of witnesses that come on our show that speak about this stuff. So that's basically what we're going to be doing in the 2020 season is, you know, doing very similar to what we did last year, checking out some brand new areas. You know, last year we went to a couple private houses, worked property, things like that, and that's what we're going to continue to do to get the good data and the, you know, integrity data for you all. So, Kenny, let's hear about what
you're
up to in 2020.
All right, so I personally in 2020, along with going out with the NYBS, I'm going to be at different events and festivals, promoting the NYBS, as well as I've got two books releasing this month through a new publisher, Dark Moon Press. Anybody gets an opportunity to check them out, absolutely jump on there. It's darkmoonpress.com. A ton of phenomenal authors on there, writing from from what I do to paranormal, just a lot of fantastic information, fantastic authors. So with that said, like this Friday night on We Are Paradox Media Radio Show, I'm going to be on there being interviewed along with a Dark Moon Press author, Angel Ray. On Monday, the 10th at 8 p.m., I'm going to be on Paratalk Radio with Ted Vanson and Cindy Thompson. So I'm looking forward to that. February 29th and March 1st, the Rochester Winter Parafest. I'm going to be there selling books, signing books. That's going to be a fantastic event. Definitely look that up, www.winterparafest.com. And then a bunch of other places throughout the year, like I'm going to be in Strasburg, Virginia, Portland, Maine. I'm going to be here in UAlbany on the campus. A presentation there. I'm going to be at the Whitehall New York Squatch Festival. I'll be selling books there, signing. I'll also be speaking there. I've got a signing in Stowe, Vermont in October. And then the big one, October 16th, 17th, and 18th, I will be in Fort Wayne, Indiana at the famous Fort Wayne Fright Fest. So another fantastic event if anybody can get out there. And if you're out in that area, that's www.fortwaynefrightfest.com. Definitely check all that out. And I'll be adding events all throughout the year, as well as I'll be doing some with Gary. Gary does different lectures here and there. So we got a lot going on with not just being out in the field and being in the public, talking with people and doing different lectures and getting to know everybody and just mingling and networking with the community of believers and researchers and investigators and both, crypto and paranormal.
Yeah, he's a busy man. So, you know, definitely check out Kenny and all his author things and what he's going to be doing, back in the day, I personally used to do that stuff also after I was on National Geographic Channel and History Channel, America's Book of Secrets and Sasquatch Planet. I've kind of now come down and I just am in the woods. So, you know, Kenny does a lot of stuff and he's out there getting, you know, getting the work done, promoting his book. So definitely check it out, you know, and he's going to pass along to you all what we're finding. You know what I mean? I do, like he said, I do some lectures in there, get out in the public that way, but you know, I'm more of a it's on the ground, get me in the woods and let's get the work done. So Kenny will be, you know, the ambassador to show everything that we're finding. So definitely see him, hang out with him, read his book. I'm gonna read his book and I expect a signed copy of his book, cha-ching. And yeah, it'll be a good time.
Yeah, by the way, it's actually two books. I've got one called Stanley Riker and the Bigfoot Runaround, which is a young reader's chapter book for ages, like, I'd say, like 6 to 10. And then I've got another one coming out the same date this month, February 15th, called Folklore Frankensteins, which covers all 50 states. And it's got Bigfoot sightings. It's got history of the states, folklore, native tribe. You know, I touch on a lot of things and like a famous monster creature from that actual state. So really excited about it. And again, you know, signed with a fantastic publisher, Dark Moon Press. Couldn't be happier. A lot better than the publishers that I was with before. So it's going to be a good time. I'm excited and I'm looking forward to meeting everybody and getting back out in the woods.
Yeah, I'm super stoked for you and can't wait to hear all the stories. So it'll be a good time. Good time. Well, listen, we were supposed to talk about Dogmen, but we're running out of time because it's the fastest 30 minutes in Bigfoot Radio. So and this is what always happens. So instead, I'm going to kind of – we'll talk about Dogmen the next show a little bit. But what we're going to do is I'm going to switch a little bit here. And what we're going to kind of talk about is, you know, some hiker safety things. I'm going to show one more clip from, you know, probably last year. We were talking about rocks and throwing rocks at trees and stuff like that. Well, some things that we have captured in the woods is what almost sounds like someone taking two rocks and clacking them together. We call it rock clacking. This, you know, this clip was caught about a half mile from camp on a recorder that we had in the woods when we were trying to communicate with possible squatches in the area. And this is what I mean by what rock clacking sounds like. And we'll play that one more time. Which, it's such an interesting sound. You can hear the rocks, you know, reverberate. You can hear that sound. These are the type of sounds we look for. And once again, if we logically think about a Bigfoot and a Sasquatch, we would that they may carry rocks in their hands. So many reports of people getting rocks thrown at them, you know, myself included. So it would make more sense logical that a Sasquatch would carry rocks in their hands than carry, you know, basically a Louisville slugger in their hand that starts pounding trees. So it just seems like when it comes to rocks, there's a lot more to it, and it may be one of the main things that we need to start looking for in these type of sounds. So definitely something cool. With the weather being so warm out, I always like to do a hiker safety tip. Ticks are already out, okay? There's reports of ticks coming in the Catskills. All right, hikers are getting ticks on them. It only needs 40 degrees for ticks to be active, okay? And what's happening is the temperatures are rising above 40 to near 50 this past month in January, and people are now getting bit by ticks because it's winter, so we don't really think about it. So sure, just to be aware, check yourself when you get out of the woods. That's what you need to do. Please check yourself. All right, any last words?
No, just for everybody that's going out there and looking around, stay safe. Make sure you've got somebody with you, and that's it.
Awesome. And all I have is, as always, keep it squatchy, and we'll see you out on the trail. Next show we have our guest Diane from down in Dutchess County. She was the last talk about all her Bigfoot findings over the past year. She's an amazing guest. We love having her on the show. Until next time, friends, we'll catch you later. Deuces. Later, Kenny.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the NYBS radio show. Tune in next time as we continue our search for Bigfoot right here in the great state of New York. Until next time, friends, keep it squatchy, and we'll see you out on the trail.